Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Vino Nothing, the podcast where I probably know just as much as you, but with a glass of wine in my hand, I know even less. The same goes for vodka, which I'm sure a lot of you noticed from the last episode. For those of you who don't know me and haven't listened yet, I am Lucy from Lucy on the Ground, the meme/pop culture account that talks about everything from why Taylor Swift and the Kardashians are obsessed with April 26th to who should sit on the Iron Throne. Go follow me on Instagram, again, Lucy on the Ground on Instagram, for more rants about everything. Now, as I mentioned a little bit, our last episode was colorful, to say the least. Confusing, probably. We don't know because we didn't listen back. So tonight we're sober. I think we're just on a journey of still purging our bodies from what we drank during the Masters into the Game of Thrones premiere. And it was a lot. I think it's a lot. I've heard from people it was a lot. I haven't promoted the episode at all. It's out there. And people are listening and no one is coming back giving me terrible reviews. So you're all way kinder than I would be. So because that was a little bit of gibberish probably towards the end of that episode especially, we'll also recap a little bit of Game of Thrones very briefly at the end of this, just kind of our predictions going into the next episode. But mostly we're back on our pop culture topics tonight and I'm very excited. With me again is the man, the myth, and the legend, Bill.
I like that legend part. That's new.
Well, it's just how the quote usually goes. I didn't add that in. As we know, Bill's ego only grows as we go further into this. How many followers did you gain last week? 4?
No, I gained about 14, but then I lost 3.
Probably because of the Game of Thrones episode. Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, we kind of took a hiatus. We did a Game of Thrones before the Thrones premiere. And did a long episode on that, and then did a Game of Thrones only episode on Sunday. Again, don't go listen to it. We'll talk about it here, and that's all you need to know. And we never even listened back. You edited it drunk. Supposedly you edited it.
I edited it drunk at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I went to bed.
At that point, I was just drinking wine directly out of the bottle.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had that much wine in the house, because we started with transfusions, which for those of you who don't know what a transfusion is, it is an iconic goth drink that we drink not when playing golf.
Other people play golf while we
drink it somewhere. We did it while we watched the Masters. We had friends over, and it's vodka, ginger, ale, a little bit of grape juice, and a splash of lime juice. Mm-hmm. It is delicious and dangerous.
Scary. I've tried to test the limits of how much vodka you can put in before you taste vodka, and the answer is there are no limits.
Right. I stopped letting you pour them because I really didn't believe that you weren't putting anything in there, and I barely put a drop of vodka, and one more drink, I thought I was fine until I listened to 5 seconds of the episode, and I watched my stories, like, yelling about Game of Thrones, so I knew after that, but I thought I was I'm not that bad, and then I heard my own voice, and I was like, oh, my God. It was fun. And Monday, honestly, I was fine Monday at work. It was my stomach that was, like, making audible. I don't even know the noises my stomach was making.
Well, that's gross.
I wasn't farting. It was gurgling. Jeez.
We don't need to hear the repercussions of your alcohol abuse.
People relate to the day after.
Okay.
Drinking, whatever you want to call them. So anyway, again, we are just diving into the top stories of the past few weeks. So I think we just jump right in, shall we? Are you ready? Always excited?
Let's roll.
Okay. First, some housekeeping business. Since we've been gone 2 weeks from the pop culture part of this, we have not yet talked about March Madness. Not the actual March Madness, where Virginia won. Nobody cares about that, honestly. But my March Madness, my rom-com March Madness, and the champion of all of March Madness. Bill, do you want to do the honors? Because I know you were really excited about this.
The hooker won.
No, Bill. What? It's Pretty Woman. You can't call her the hooker. Yeah. It's not kosher. You know what?
She's a hooker, though.
No, she fell on hard times, and she was looking for love, and she found it.
And love only cost $3,500 and a shopping spree.
It probably cost a lot more by the end. Honestly, are you saying our relationship was cheaper than...
No, I mean for Richard Gere, because that's how much she cost as a hooker.
Right, but honestly, that's a steal for a relationship at the rate I'm running you out of your money, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Yeah. So, you know what? I haven't had you go on a shopping spree for me, Mr. Prada sunglasses. Look, I could have.
I stock the cabinets full of food. As far as you're concerned, that is a shopping spree.
Honestly, that's harsh but fair. Honestly, as you all know, March Madness, rom-com March Madness, I had you at rom-com, was the theme, and it was a cluster. I predicted so many different movies. If you go back to our rom-com episode, gosh, did we have it wrong. Mm. You all really threw me for a loop. But in the end, Pretty Woman was a one seed, and it deserved to win, especially over the movies you had left. That being said, a lot of you had great brackets. Honestly, there were some standouts, which isn't a good thing for some of you, because I couldn't agree less with some of the movies that made it to the end. But I will be announcing the winners tomorrow. 4/18 is tomorrow, if you're listening to this. And we have some great prizes. I'm really excited. I guess I can say on here, I ordered posters on Amazon. I'll put them on my Instagram too, so you all can swipe up and see them. But I just got really big of the movie posters of the movies I thought were going to make it to the end. So apologies in advance, but there is a Pretty Woman one. So I will message the winners. And we picked, I think, the top four. I think I have four posters. So I will email all of them. I want to say thank you again, because honestly, when we did this and we talked about this so long, I didn't know how many people to expect, like, to turn out for this. And you all submitted so many brackets. I really appreciate it. I had so much fun. I can't wait till next March. Like, what do we, should we, like, put it on record? What do you think I'll be at next March, followers-wise?
1 million.
No, that's aggressive. This is what he does. Every time I go, okay, like, I get excited, I put out a high five, he, like, adds, he's like, 30,000. I'm like, no, we high five for every 1,000. But he decides to jump ahead by, like, 6,000. And then it's almost a letdown. So 1 million is aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I have high hopes for you. I'll never stop believing.
Okay.
I...
Says the... Oh, I thought you were... You turned your phone sideways so I would think you were playing your game.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I did just want to talk about the winner's bracket briefly, but you can keep being self-indulgent on how many followers you'll have next year.
No, go ahead, Bill.
So the winner had a great bracket. It took me days to go through all of the brackets because it had to be graded
Bill
by
went
hand.
Through all the brackets.
Next year, we're going to figure out a way to do this digitally so I don't have to grade every single paper by hand.
Call the Ukrainian.
Yeah, we're going to figure out how to teach people how to fill out brackets, too.
Yeah, there were a couple that, you know, no shame. I didn't know how many people didn't know what March Madness is. I think we talked about this before, but some of you were confused. And, you know, we move forward, and next year is even better and bigger. But please share the bracket.
So the winner's bracket, I'll wait to reveal their name. But in the first round of matchups, they only got 5 movies wrong.
That's insane.
In the next round of matchups was their worst round of matchups. They had 6 movies wrong. In the Sweet 16, they got 15 of them right. In the Elite 8, they got 7 of them right. They got all final 4 movies right. And then while they didn't take 10 Things I Hate About You, rather they took The Holiday, they did have Pretty Women go into the finals and win it all.
It's not Pretty Women. Jeez.
The hooker made it to the finals. The one time I try to give you the actual title, you have to correct me.
I'm sorry.
Therefore, it will always be The Hooker. So anyway, this bracket was really impressive to grade, considering there were a lot of brackets that I just had to look at the final 4 and see they were wrong because they sided with Lucy and put Meg Ryan all over the map.
Which wasn't the wrong answer.
It was the most overrated.
No, it wasn't. No. Julia won. I said a Julia would or Meg would win. I thought it would have come down to When Harry Met Sally versus Pretty Woman or My Best Friend's Wedding. I think a lot of you have different definitions of a rom-com. A lot of you sent me your definitions. They're incorrect. So also in my journey to next March Madness, we will be taking educational proactive steps to broadening your rom-com horizons, because the amount of you who message
me... Oh, we're not going to do rom-com again next year.
No, no, I'm just saying, just until the next theme, this is now my time and my journey to influence and impact society, as only I know how. Well, not only I, probably. There's probably a lot of people who've seen
it. I think Nora Ephron had a pretty good idea on how to impact society via rom-com.
100%. And Nora didn't win, which is, like, infuriating to me. So I will carry through Nora's message into the future. And a lot of you messaged me the movies you hadn't even seen. I mean, it's flabbergasting. I don't want to get into it again just because you know how worked up I get. I'm already talking with my hands very broadly. And I have no alcohol in me. So I don't know if that makes me more vocal or less.
Alcohol generally adds passion, but you're already very passionate about this subject.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will tone it back. But just expect that as we move forward, rom-coms don't die here with March Madness. It only should have invigorated you to keep watching and absorbing the rom-com content that surrounds us every day. And the classics. And I want you all to know, to all the boys I loved before, not a classic, guys. That made it a little ways in a couple brackets. And a fun movie, but that was the red flag that leads me forward in my journey to help you all.
You have watched it 4 times since it's been released, including staying on the treadmill one day extra long, which I'm proud of you for doing, but just because you are watching that movie. So, to say it's not an instant classic might be arguable.
Yeah, but it just has, I mean, look at the window of, it has to catch up to You've Got Mail. I've seen You've Got Mail, I would say, a couple hundred times. Like, I could turn You've Got Mail on right now, and I can multitask.
Well, perhaps maybe might be a good time to start some sort of Lucy's Movie Club or something where...
We've talked about this. You're just throwing that in my face right now. I know what you're doing. I appreciate your support. Always thinking of ideas, guys, is Bill Carey. All right, so now we can actually move into the big moments of this week. Obviously, rom-com March Madness being the biggest, but... I want to talk about next, something I think you'll be just a itty bit interested in, only because I can tie it back to you. April 26th.
It's going to be the best day of the year.
Well, so a lot of people have asked, as I have brought up on my Instagram, there is now a few people who have taken April 26th on as their own. Endgame was always coming out on April 26th.
Yeah, your movie. People saw it as the biggest day of the year, and they said, shit, we got to get in on that. But anyone who's trying to do anything on the 26th is just going to get buried in the amazingness of Endgame. So, that's cute, Taylor Swift, that you think you can get involved. The Kardashians learned quick enough that they can't hang.
Bill, you just completely stole my thunder and stole my whole, spiel.
Spiel away. My apologies. No. I thought you wanted my opinion.
Not yet. Oh. It was just them just hand signaling to you. Look, okay. So as Bill revealed, Endgame, April 26th. It's been the premiere for a while now. A few weeks ago, Taylor Swift announced that she will be revealing something on April 26th. Just something. We don't know what. And there is a lot of correlations between Taylor and Endgame. She's a song called Endgame. She dated Tom Hiddleston, who is Loki? Is that the right
Who's
name?
Who's technically dead right now, but is rumored to be in Endgame.
Do you like Loki? Do you care if all the dead people, who would you want to come back to Endgame?
Loki would be fun. He's been a fun character over the years.
Okay. I mean, you're not as passionate as I am about Game of Thrones characters with your Avengers ones right now.
Yeah, I mean, this would be like Caitlin Stark coming back for you. It would be good and it would add to it, if he's not the one, I'd be dying to come back. Okay. Spider-Man died in this.
Oh, Spider-Man died?
Spider-Man's dead right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to bring that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need my Jon Snow to come back to
life. I should have known. Yeah, totally understandable. I apologize. Those of you who don't know
Spoiler Bill, alert, if you haven't seen Infinity War, Spider-Man's dead.
Spoiler alert, if you don't know Bill, literally, Spider-Man is his life more than anything else. It's a little, interesting, but whatever. I support it. Okay. Also, April 26th, divided in two is 13, which is Taylor's lucky number. Also, in her Elle magazine interview, in the last few months, Taylor, it was like her countdown to 30, and it's like the 30 life lessons that I can share. And number 26 was that she loved countdowns. So, interesting. April 26th. There's just, you know, I think there's a lot. But then, this weekend, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner. Honestly, I think it was Monday. What's today? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I honestly think it was Monday.
I think it was Monday.
Because I wouldn't have remembered Sunday, as mm-hmm. we know. So I do think it was Monday. On Monday, in my memory, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner revealed that they are releasing a perfume together, three perfumes, through Kim Kardashian's fragrance line. And they're releasing them on April 26th. They said, we're pushing up the date, and we want to do April 26th. Well, isn't that convenient? Because also connected to Taylor Swift is how much Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian-Jenner clan want to take down Taylor Swift, which I support. Taylor Swift is a snake. Honestly, though, before we go any further with this, I do have to address the Swifties that came for me today when I revealed this correlation. When I also called out, because if you don't think Taylor's revealing something, and if she's not revealing something big, then she's totally playing on all her Swiftie fans' emotions, and I think we should call her out for this, but you probably won't. But she also was revealed as Time's top 100 influencers today. Influential people, not influencers. And she got one of the six covers, which I said she did not deserve, and that sparked a... I'm an idiot and I'm annoying and lots of fun comments that I didn't respond to because honestly, like, I support the Swiftie Nation. You're all loyal to someone. I have different loyalties. I will listen to every song of Taylor Swift's new album that probably isn't being released on April 26th and she's teasing something else like her being on Cats on Broadway. I will listen to every song of the album several times and I will relate to all of them, but I'm just not a Swiftie. And I think she plays all this up, and I don't think she's as good as we think she is. And I think that's okay. I would like Taylor more if she owned up to her snaky vibes. That's all I want.
You know what? And she could just take a lesson from the people that do things right.
God, you're smiling at me, and I want to know... I don't want to know who you're going to say do things
right. No, because Taylor has to make all these cryptic things to get people talking about her, and she has to do this to... catch a buzz, and then the Kardashians have to test the waters to see if they can get important. But if you're really good at what you do, like if you're on top of your game, you say to your manager, hey, is everyone sleeping? Yeah, all right, cool, drop that shit. And then when you wake up, you get to listen to a live Beyonce concert that you didn't even know you needed until you started listening to it. You're like, shit, I needed this.
Beyonce, yes.
That's how you do things right. You just drop shit at midnight and don't tell anyone about it.
She's done this before, and it doesn't even matter.
It's awesome. Lemonade was awesome. Right. This is awesome. Doesn't matter
that she's done it again. We don't need to upstage ourselves. I can also put the same thing on. So when I'm looking at the top 100 covers, kind of evolving this Taylor story from the 26th into like, Taylor's obviously doing something, and I think she had a connection at Time that got her a cover to hype her even more. I think someone else who did the whole hype thing this year and built up a lot of stuff, Ariana Grande, did all those music videos and she had them on themes and different rom-com. I mean, she was on top of it. She played into people's trends, played into people's emotions, waiting on things, teasing things out, which I do think works. But then I also think you can lose some of the hype if it's not, I think you can harm yourself.
You can overhype. Yes. Absolutely.
But that being said, Ariana Grande had like, she released two albums in a span of like a month in 2018, 2019. She's going on tour. She just did Coachella. She made Billboard Top 100 with these new songs several times. I'm sorry, she should have had a cover over Taylor Swift. If we're talking about influential status this year, music industry-wise, Taylor went on tour. I think Taylor's tour was done back in like before last Time 100 released.
No.
She didn't deserve a cover. She didn't deserve a cover.
Yeah.
She didn't deserve Beyonce a cover. Did. Beyonce always does. But I think Beyonce is probably like, I don't need your cover.
Beyonce should put Time Magazine on her cover.
Well, and Beyonce probably knew she was going to release this Netflix thing because that comes out. Oh, I watched some of it on the treadmill.
It came out, yeah.
I was watching some of it on the treadmill again. Let me tell you, if you want to, like, get motivated, Beyonce, it's 2.5 hours or something. It's like a whole movie. Concert. But there's breaks in between her talking about her thought process and everything. Gotcha. Let me tell you, that concert, you are like, I was on an uphill incline, like, get information. Like, I was just going to town on that treadmill. And I didn't care. Y'all know that I don't like being judged in the workout room. And I think everyone is looking at me. People were looking at me today being like, damn, that girl is marching to Beyonce's formation right now. And they respected it. I'm not surprised if other people couldn't see my phone and was like, oh my God, how smart is this girl to be like, I went like longer than I ever do on the treadmill because I was like not stopping this. But then I knew I was going to die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I had to stop my fitness journey. But I still have so much Beyonce left that it's fine. Like, she's just going to carry me through the next stage of my fitness journey. Just one more day because mm-hmm. I don't have that much left. But anyway, with those Time 100 covers, I think you're right. I think Beyonce said no. I bet they asked her because she had Coachella this past year. And it was so influential, obviously. They knew she had the Netflix thing happening. I think she probably had this released. And then she's someone who says, this looks too coincidental. I don't need Time 100, this. Beyonce's her own medium at this point. I think Taylor Swift is too, and she has such a powerful following. And I support that, and I see that. And I do a lot of her music. I'm like, ooh, yes, hate you for thinking what I've been thinking. But she gets it, and she is a songwriter extraordinaire. It's a little poppy. So I think she did the country music industry dirty when she ditched it, but she's evolved into a great performer with bad bangs. And I just want her to own the not shady side, because I don't think she's done shady stuff. Hashtag Katy Perry, who I don't even like Katy Perry, but like, come on. Taylor, and like when she did, what was that song, when they all fought and she made her friends all like, it was the war.
Bad Blood,
which wasn't even good until she brought Kendrick Lamar on it. Like, it literally sucks without Kendrick. But I think she's got shady stuff, and there's stuff in her lyrics, and she writes all her songs about ex-boyfriends. Like, totally fine, but acknowledge it. I think she almost is like, she's playing on like the hidden messages and like, what does this mean? And the 26 divided in half and blah, blah, blah. And there's so many people who follow that. And obviously I am too, or I wouldn't have known all the things that I just brought up. But that doesn't mean I have to like it.
I think she's someone that was probably just like kind of nerdy, a bit of an outcast growing up.
She says that.
And now she's trying to forever, perpetually be one of the cool kids and make everyone jealous of how awesome she is. And that just seems vindictive.
I think what happens is, like, especially...
Like, she's getting off on everyone wanting to know what the 26th is. It's not about the hype to the album. It's about the hype of everyone wanting her. Because she probably still feels jaded for being a little losery when she was growing
up. I don't think
up.
She was... Well, I think, honestly, she didn't totally have a high school experience, because what is... One of the more impressive things about Taylor, I think, is her mom was like, okay, if you want to do this, fine, but you have to walk into every record label yourself. At like 14, 15, she went into every record label herself, sang her music, they threw her out, they made her leave. Like, she was like, I'm not taking no for an answer. She's obviously talented. I will not deny that. She is a great songwriter, and there's probably so many songs we don't even know she wrote. And they're just going to come out of the woodwork like mm-hmm. a Dolly Parton in 30 years. I just think that... I do think she plays into... Especially with the Instagram day and age. I think a lot of celebrities do this. I think they all hang out together to make it look cool. And I think it plays into a lot of these... I had Facebook in high school and then Instagram. Like, I was up and coming with it. But the pressures of now, like... How do things look on Instagram, and how cool can I make myself look on Instagram? It's a whole facade. I think she went through a phase of playing into that a little, especially during like the Bad Blood stuff. And I hang out with Blake and Gigi, and she just had like a click, and she made it. It was a click. I think she's turning away from that a little bit. I'd be interested to see where her next album goes. I think she got called out by Kim and Kanye when she was playing into that a little bit. They called her out. Do I think that was totally okay? No. But I just think her stuff is not put on blast as much as a lot of other celebrities. And I don't think she's that goody-goody, is well-loved. I think she's well-respected, as she should be.
And has a good PR team.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think she's doing shady shit. I will say, like,
Keep anything negative.
If I had daughters right now, I'd be making them listen to Taylor Swift stuff over. Absolutely. Like, she's not someone, I don't think she's partying hard. I don't think she's doing shady things. I think go on and date 400 guys. She's not, like, going around town dating a lot of people. I think she looks for inspiration. She pulls from inspiration. I think she does a really good job of that. I think she keeps a little bit of the real part hidden and shows us the real part we think we want, if that makes sense. Okay, I've now really... Oh, and Kylie Jenner should have been on the top 100 list just because she was named the world's youngest billionaire this year. I don't care if it said self-made and you don't agree with the whole self-made part, because she did start off in a family that had connections that she could promote this stuff, whatever. Kylie Jenner still is the youngest billionaire ever, and that's all her income from her makeup, from her everything she's doing. I think she should have been on the list. I think it's silly. I don't care if she had the Forbes cover 6 weeks before, or not 6 weeks, 6 months, but still.
She sucks.
But she's the youngest billionaire. Mark Zuckerberg also sucked, and no one liked him, and he's on the list this year again. He hasn't done anything besides hack our information and not build up a good enough firewall for Facebook. So, yeah, and Facebook and Instagram crashed like a month ago. Who the hell put him on this? I went a whole day losing my shit on Twitter because I couldn't be on Facebook and Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg gets credit?
As one of the most influential people?
Yeah.
When he has two of the most influential platforms that he owns?
That he allowed to crash.
That he owns?
But he allowed them to crash.
You just complained that you had to use Twitter because you couldn't use Facebook and Instagram. Right.
So I just
think think that's one of the most influential...
Yeah, but I think he should have been punished this year is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think it should have been like a no mark, because he's on it every year, I'm sure.
Because I'm sure every year they're still two of the most influential platforms ever.
They are. Well, and Kylie Jenner is still one of the most influential people on Instagram and the youngest billionaire ever. Over Mark Zuckerberg. Also, Ariana Grande, back to her. She is the most followed woman on Instagram this year, too. So, again, she is on the list. She just should have been a cover. Okay, I'm going to move on, because obviously that got me heated. But what we're going into next is going to get me heated, but, like, the opposite aspect. I think this has all happened in the last couple days, but also a couple months, it seems. Britney Spears. So I was introduced, I had heard about this podcast a while ago. It's a very fun, it's called Britney's Gram. And they used to talk about just like Britney's pictures and like she'd post funny things and you're kind of like, what is Britney thinking? But someone shared with me, my friend Bradley Brooks, go follow him. He's my fitness journey coach as well, but he's also my Britney and pop culture, you know, partner in crime. He shared with me, because of pop culture and everything, Britney's Gram, and they released this podcast this week, an episode they usually, I guess, release on Thursdays, but they released on Monday because they have been kind of following Britney because she's been a little bit in hiding, and their podcast switched to more of like what's going on with Britney, not just what's going on with her Instagram. And they also take in every week, they have people like a tips hotline, and I'm really paraphrasing here, really go follow them and listen to their podcast, Britney's Gram. But they got a tip from someone saying that Britney, she didn't go to rehab last week. She announced on her Instagram on, I think, like April 3rd or something, that she was going for mental health reasons. She was going to take a break, go to rehab to kind of refresh. Well, this tip has said that she is not. She did not go to rehab last week. She was put into a mental health facility back in January for like misbehaving and her conservatorship has been abusing her and their power and controlling her. And it kind of, they had a lot of details in there that really made sense. I'm a little fishy just because, a source coming out with this and this, their source, if you go and listen, if he's saying who he says he is, it's pretty reliable and he's pretty connected. has worked with the conservatorship before, but I don't know. I want it not to be true because it's so messed up, but they've started a campaign, hashtag Free Britney. You'll see it a lot of places. I posted about it. It's this bright pink and white letters, Free Britney. And if you look at the hashtag and see it trending, I mean, there's a lot of people. Eve on, what, she's not on The Talk. What is she on? The Chew. Someone came on, one of the TV show hosts from a big TV show. She wore the shirt today, like on set. I think there's some celebrities who are smaller celebrities who are taking it on. Oh, and then the mom, last night I was saying to you, the mom is, Britney's mom, was liking certain Instagram comments. She posted something. And she posted something like, when God's army, I'm not going to remember the quote, when God's army starts to help, change happens. I'm paraphrasing really badly here. But then people were commenting and saying, I hope you're talking about Britney. I hope you're talking about that we're going to help her. We're here for her. We're going to fight this for her. And she was liking all these comments. And Page Six has picked it up. I mean, there are some legs beneath this. I don't know where it goes, though. I kind of talked to you about it last night, and you didn't listen to the episode, obviously.
No, I read some of the articles online, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if at the end of the day, if she can't make her own decisions, it can't go anywhere until she regains her own decisions. But
that's the problem, too. The Domination Tour, she didn't cancel it because of her dad's health. He pulled the plug on it to control her more. They think they're leveraging her children and the custody of her children against her.
It's all speculation. It right is. Now, though. And I mean,
with one source.
At the same time, you want to make sure if she is in there for mental health reasons.
Of course, we're respect
not
that.
Blowing and it out of proportion and saying it's this, that, or the other thing. Maybe she really
but
did.
But I guess NT Lawyer has been talking about it too. You asked me that last night. They've been putting it on blinds for a while now. Just little things about Britney and that this conservatorship is being abused. It's all insane. Again, Britney's Graham has been following this for so long. And they have a lot more details. And obviously this source was their biggest thing this week. And that's why the breaking episode. But they have a lot of stuff they've just been observing. And a lot of Britney fans are, they follow it really closely. Like down to how she writes a caption. To the emoji she uses because she loves emojis. I mean, they've really researched this. Again, speculation a lot of it. But it does seem to be gaining legs, and I think because people haven't seen her since January, because now there's the rumor that she didn't check herself in, someone checked her in, like you said, if it is for mental health reasons and it was of her own volition or she needed help, excellent. Like, I'm glad she's there. I'm glad she's getting it. But it just seems so odd that she cannot regain control in this conservatorship. It just sounds suspicious at this point for all the things they've pointed out and what this source pointed out.
Yeah, I mean, the more mainstream it gets, the closer we'll get to someone in the Spears campaign having to make a statement to either stop it from spreading and ruining her name or to address the situation. I mean, what would be really interesting is if suddenly they did release the conservatorship after getting all this notoriety, then I think that looks really fishy.
Well, I think most people, there's a lot, like, people know what's in it. It's not, it's...
No, I know, because if you read about it too, the dad had said his goal is to one day have her be able to regain control, and he looks forward to that day. And it's been 10 years. The one thing that I saw that, where in regards to her dumping the tour, not because of his health, but because the dad dumped it because she stopped taking her meds for 3 or 4 days. Now, I don't know what medication she's on. I don't know what she takes it for.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe for her own mental health, she does need to take this medication. And her dad realized that if she's not taking her medication, she won't be able to perform. It'll make her look even worse in the public limelight. I mean, you have to kind of look at both sides of the coin. Again, if she's being held against her will, it's terrible. But if all these steps are taken and everyone just doesn't want that to be true, you know.
That's frustrating as well. That's yeah. For the people who are protecting her. But I think a lot of people also have, and she's always acted weird in interviews, and the control that they've had over interviews for years. They were talking about, like, how, I think it was Carson Daly, made a statement once when he interviewed her on, like, Total TRL that, like, no other performer has to get approval for the questions ahead of time and has to, mm-hmm. like, they are very overprotected, if you will, that, and rightfully so, if they are protecting her from just, you know, rambling or she's got an image to uphold or whatever. But I also think they said something really smart, which was, it's very hard, you're on both sides of it, because they have made this facade that she is a little loopy and she is a little crazy, and maybe that's part of the imaging too, that they wanted her to seem a little this way, to always have control over her a little bit. Mm-hmm. So people would say, you know, if she is in there because she needs it, like, you know, it is your choice to go off these meds and everything. And maybe she doesn't want to be on them anymore. Maybe they make her foggy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just needs to change up prescriptions. There's a lot of things here. And this girl grew up in the spotlight. We know she snapped. She shaved her head. She did have a moment. We know she did. But it's just, at what point, and not that she has to talk about it, but I think people are a little confused why she is so secluded off, so controlled, can't have an interview about anything, can't talk about anything. Like you said, two sides to this story, but
it's definitely interesting.
Super interesting that this has just all come out in this week. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, though, have seemed to have been following it for a while. Again, Brittany's Graham is the one you have to go to for all the details. I just paraphrased a hour episode, which was so detailed, so emotional, if it is true. And they've done multiple episodes on this. I mean, they've really, it's crazy. And if you search the hashtag, it's everywhere. It's really picking up a lot of things. So please go check it out. All right. So now we're just going to go into our commercial break real quick before we go into the recaps of this week, episodes wise, and we'll be right back. Okay. So 5 minutes PO real quick then, like I promised, so you don't have to listen to the Game of Thrones episode. It is up if you want to torture yourself. I don't know. I still don't know what we said on it. My friends keep texting me just dying laughing, but I don't think it's, also I don't know what motorcycle that was. Sorry guys, we live right in the middle of the city and I just don't feel like editing that last one out. But that premiere episode, honestly, I thought it was, if I'm being honest, a bit of a letdown. If we only have 6 episodes left, this felt like filler. Nobody died, which I'm in a couple Deadpools, I'm in an app. I had money on people dying pretty quick, people with a name. And it makes me very scared for where we're headed. Like, we only have 5 episodes left. The next one is 50 minutes or 60 minutes, and then everything else is 80 minutes after that. I think, honestly, I can't imagine who's going to die. It scares me. Like, I think a lot of them are going to die. I just now think HBO knew that we would be expecting it really fast out the gate, and they're going to drag it out to make it that much worse.
I mean, if no one dies and then the last episode is everyone dying, that'd be cool too.
Maybe that's it, because I keep coming back to this, and I'm sure I mentioned it in my drunk episode, that they really, like, one of the editors said that they weren't sure people would like it. And they also, Kit Harington has been interviewed, like, nervous, saying, I just don't know what people are going to think.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that, though. That's all just hyping it up. I wouldn't believe anything I even have to say at this point.
But I think, honestly, I think it's a fair statement to say I'm nervous to think what people are going to think. Because, A, we don't want
a fair statement about anything, though.
I know, but a lot of shows, a lot of things, it's like, I don't know, if it was a Parenthood, I didn't watch Parenthood, or a political show. I don't know. It was right on the top of my head. Top of my noggin was the first thing I thought of. I don't know. I think a lot of shows, you want to end and tie it up in a pretty little bow. This show has never been in a pretty little bow. So you want it to still be messy at the end. They want it to be closed up at the end, and in the sense that we can't demand it come back in 6 years and be like, well, so-and-so's still alive. Bring it back. And they also, but nobody's going to, like, What if they put Bran on the throne? That's a theory out there. Isn't he Vegas odds wise, you said? Like one of the highest?
Yeah, most likely to get the throne.
What? And he was just the worst.
Because he's the Night King.
I don't know. He was the worst in this episode. And didn't do anything for the millionth time. Made Sam go tell Jon Snow that he's not Jon Snow. That he's... Oh my god, this meme actually someone just sent to me. My friend Ashley just sent. It's like Sam telling Jon... you're not Jon Snow. You're Aegar, Jon Targaryen, like, of the Seven Kingdoms, it says. And you're not going to get this. But it says, you're Aemilia, Mignonette, Thermopolis, Rinaldi, which is...
Oh, yeah, I saw that, but I didn't get it.
It's Princess Diaries. Aemilia, Mignonette, Thermopolis, Rinaldi. I can never say it all together. But I died laughing. It's a play on Princess Diaries. But anyway, I don't know where this leads. I don't know if John actually tells Dany he's her nephew. I don't think it's even dawned on him that he's her nephew. I think he's more like, shit, I'm the king and she's not. I don't think he's thought of, like, family ties and...
I think the more interesting thing is, will he get it on one more time before revealing that?
I don't know. He was, like, dedicated to, putting a baby in her and proving her wrong that she can't have children. I don't know if they got it on...
before he realized she was his aunt.
Right.
But, like...
But maybe we're in the time...
Like, we've already done it, and they all do it around here because this whole show's gross, so maybe we just do it one more time.
I wonder if she's his half-aunt. Not that, like, makes it better, but just because, like...
I like you trying to justify incest right now just because you want it to happen.
I do. I just do.
It's gross.
It's not okay, but in this show, you know, look how far we've come. Episode 1, incest nearly killed Bran. But here we are, trying to make it work.
He's going to face that incest next episode, too.
Oh, yes, he is. And that... You blew my mind... on the drunk podcast, that is the drunk episode, which that is one thing I do remember gasping when I thought when Bran said, I'm waiting for an old friend, and then Sam was really quick to be like, no, I don't want to be the one to tell John, and we switched to John so quickly. I thought he meant, I'm waiting for my old friend John. I did not put together that Bran was waiting in the courtyard for Jaime, his old friend who nearly killed him, which... I'm still of the theory that Arya could kill Jaime to take his face to go kill Cersei. I still think the Night King, because they said on the after episode, I guess, that Jon's slow on the uptake, that he doesn't realize that he can ride the dragon, not because he's getting it on with Dany, and Dany's like, please be nice to Jon. It's because he's a Targaryen. But I feel like, could the Night King, does he have to be a Targaryen too to be riding the dragon?
I don't think so. I think when
he
revived
killed
the dragon, it became his dragon.
But isn't that an interesting theory?
Absolutely it is.
Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll have Jon. I don't know if Jon will be so far up Dany's ass like he was this episode.
What if the Night King is Jon's dad? Has that been thrown out there?
Well, the Mad King's not...
The Mad King's Daenerys' dad. What if Jon's dad is the Night King?
Rhaegar.
Because he's a Targaryen.
But where did Rhaegar die?
Well, why did Ned have to protect this baby anyway? Something must have went down between his sister and the Targaryen dude.
Well, yeah, they got married. They're married. Right. Because Lyanna was supposed to marry Robb Stark.
Baratheon. Well, right now they're saying that she gave it to him to protect her from Robb, but maybe... It was to protect her from Rhaegar.
No, everyone always thought Targaryen. That she was kidnapped and murdered. That was the whole story. That's what Robb came back with, Ned came back with that story. And so Ned Stark, because that's what everyone assumed. Not she eloped with him. So it was a better story. It was a pretty story.
Maybe he went crazy.
No, the Mad King is their dad.
I know, but maybe it runs in the blood of the family. Well, why is this one theory the only one you won't accept? Every single thing that's out there, you're like, well, it could be that. But as soon as I throw something out there like this, it's like, no, there's 0% chance that could possibly
happen. What? The only person who can tell us is Bran Stark, who's just being a lazy SOB and literally takes his sweet-ass time with any little, flashback. And he's suddenly like, oh, there was a wedding. I just hadn't got to that yet, Sam. And it's like, what is he good for? Like, I don't think he hasn't, not perfected his skill yet. I just think he likes for other people to take their sweet-ass time and be like, no, I already know. Literally, John walked into the courtyard to tell him, like, hey, the dragon, we lost a dragon. The dead army is coming. And before he can say anything, Bran's like, FYI, I know your dragon died. And also, it's back to life, and the army's coming, and they've broken down the wall. And John's like, we just steal my thunder. Bran has no tact.
Listen, they own two dragons. Just go breathe fire over all the undead, which we know they can do because that's how they die.
And but it's now over. They have a dragon. Story over. But now they have a dragon, okay, so that's a problem.
Two dragons can fight each other, and while you have that other dragon, he could just burn
them. But they also have the spears, and that's how they're killing the dragons. So
be better flyer.
I think that's definitely...
Get your Amelia Earhart ass up there and go fucking fly a dragon.
Let's go fly a kite. That's just what I thought of. Yeah, okay. All right. So my theory is people die the next episode. I think John and Danny obviously have some shit to work out. And I think, I don't know what's going on with Cersei. She has like the worst people surrounding her right now. She has Euron and his fleet of no elephants. She's got Qyburn. I think that's how you say it. And the mountain. She's honestly... She deserves all those morons, but God, when we go to King's Landing every time, I'm like, oh, do we have to see this right now? Not that anyone in the North is really proving much value, episode one. But we only have 5 left. I can't believe it.
Can't wait.
I know, I can tell. All right, well, we will wrap it up then. Just quick and simple like that. Again, if you don't follow me, Lucy on the ground on Instagram. I go on longer rants, more memes. Please come follow me. I just hit 25K this week. I forgot to mention that.
Being that we probably won't record again on Sunday.
Why won't we?
Oh, will we?
Yeah.
I thought this would hold us over till the following Sunday.
No, because we're just going to do a Game of Thrones Sunday. We're going to try that again, just not wasted.
Right on.
What were you going to suggest?
So the next time we talk to everyone, we'll have seen Endgame. That's next Thursday. We're only 8 days away. Everyone's got their little countdown clocks to the next episode of Game of Thrones. All that is a countdown until we're 4 days away from Endgame.
Yeah, I'm super... I mean, oh, we won't get home till... Yeah, I'm not going to dedicate a whole episode to Endgame, but we could record after that, and you could have, like, a 20-minute spiel.
Yeah, they can come check me out.
Because
then you
spoil... Because they've asked no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Oh yeah, go follow... Bill.
Silence is all.
At bcarry84?
Yeah, no, you don't have to follow me. I don't ever post, and I'm not good at Instagram.
He's not, but you all seem to scroll through until the pictures of me, which is super sweet.
This pen blew up on me.
Oh, okay. That's definitely our cue to end it, then. What were you doing over there?
Later.
Okay, thanks, guys. See you next time.